النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and he was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. He was the divinely appointed trustee. He was the divinely appointed rightful successor, and he was the divinely appointed Khalifatullah for the Muslims. We find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the only representative at the forefront of the opposition to the rule of the corrupt Abbasid caliphs. He was one of the prominent leaders of the Muslim Ummah who struggled against tyranny and oppression. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam took a brave and unwavering position against the tyrannical kings of his age. He did not associate with any of them. Rather, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam preferred to stay away from these tyrannical kings. And therefore, these kings held grudges and an enmity against Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they inflicted him with severity and violence, ultimately leading to the martyrdom of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Parts of Ziyara text of Jam'atul Kabira issued by Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifat.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's Prophet, and the progeny of Allah's Messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala al-du'ati ila Allah wal-adillahi ala marzatillah.
Peace be upon the callers of Allah, the leaders to Allah's pleasure, the abiders of Allah's decree, the perfect in love for Allah, the sincere in professing Allah's oneness, the manifester of Allah's orders and prohibitions, and Allah's honored bondmen who speak not until he has spoken and act by his command. Allah's mercy and blessings to be upon them.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of the divinely appointed Imam, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. It's interesting, we find that in the era that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam lived in, it was an era where the moral and ethical corruption was occurring within the Muslim Ummah. Now, basically, this was happening because the Abbasid dynasty and the caliphs of the Abbasid dynasty, they lived a life which was also morally and ethically decadent. And so we find in such an environment, spirituality and this yearning for the higher virtues of humanity were not really seen amongst the people. So some of the conversations and dialogues that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had were conversations that were teaching people spirituality. They were teaching people the higher values of righteousness and nobility. In one such conversation, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was speaking with the Almighty Allah. And in this conversation, which is really a supplication, if you will, but of course, as we know, that supplications and du'as are in reality a conversation with the Almighty Allah. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says, O you, Allah, who are unique in deity and alone in oneness. O you, O Allah, by whose name the day glows and lights shine, by whose command night darkens, and by whose gift rain comes down. It's so beautiful in this supplication and this conversation that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has with his nurturing Lord, with the Almighty Allah. You know, he talks about the unity of the Almighty Allah and how he is Ahad, as we say in Surah Al-Ikhlas, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And so you might want, you know, think that perhaps, why is he talking about the unity of the Almighty Allah? Why is he talking about Tawheed? It's interesting at that time, because there were many different theological and jurisprudential sects that had been, you know, were made amongst the Muslims. These kind of discussions were things that were common. And so here, via this supplication, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is teaching these various things to the Muslim masses. And of course, he continues and he talks about in this conversation how the day glows because of the Almighty Allah, the lights shine because of the Almighty Allah, the night darkens because of the Almighty Allah, and rain comes down, which is such an essential part of life. That also comes down by the command of Allah. So teaching us that everything is in the control of the Almighty Allah. And so when we feel depressed, or when we feel alone, or when we feel like there is no way out, or we have run into obstacles, you know, that cannot be overcome, we need to know that the Almighty Allah is in complete control, and he will help us, of course, if we have belief and faith in the Almighty Allah. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en/call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.